Looking for inspiration, motivation, and transformation? Then you've come to the right place. Your host, Dustin Bain, is here to deliver massive content to you for massive change in your life. Now is the time to pop the clutch on your life and live an inspired life. Welcome to the Inspired Nation.
Hey gang, welcome back to another episode of the Inspired Nation Podcast. As always, I am still your host, Dr. Dustin Bain. Today, I have the pleasure of interviewing a gentleman whom I've gotten to know over the past couple years, and as you will soon find, he is authentic, he's genuine, and has a heart of gold, and is a type of person that will do anything in his power to help anyone in need. We'll get into that in a little bit. I'm excited for him to share some of his journeys through life and what he's learned along the way. So at this time, I'd like to welcome to the show, from Crystal Lake, Illinois, Dr. Ron Robinson. Welcome to the show, Ron.
Hey, thanks, Dusty. I really appreciate it. I'm honored to be here. And I'm excited to be part of this process for you as well. And so thanks for having me, and I'm excited to share what I have to bring to your listeners.
Absolutely. We're all on a journey, and all have a story to share. And from what I've found, you know, there's a lot of people out that are hurting. They're looking for something to guide them to their life, a greater life. They're looking for action steps, things to do. And I truly believe that we benefit most from hearing not just of other people's successes in life, but also their struggles and what it took to overcome them. So before we get too far into this, Ron, I'd like to hear a little bit more about you.
Oh, that's big. So I did grow up in Iowa. My story is that I came from an average middle-class family. My parents were entrepreneurs. They owned their own business. And I was an athlete growing up, and I was really introduced to my path in life through athletics. I had an injury, and I found chiropractic through that. And I knew at that point that chiropractic was something that I was supposed to do. I kind of knew that I wanted to work with people in the surface field, because I always see my parents do that. They poured their heart and soul into their business and still do today. And they really they instilled the thread of service and integrity and compassion into me. And it's something that I strive for and I live for every day, whether it's with my kids or my family or my practice. I feel like that is something that sometimes is overlooked nowadays, as service. And so that's kind of what drives me. And, you know, a big part of my life is really my faith as well. My wife and I, were very, very active in our church. And it's funny you talked about struggles in that little question. And just a couple weeks ago, our pastor was talking about, struggles and mistakes and all those things. And the thing that I often look at is that nothing that I've done in life is necessarily been a mistake. It's all part of the journey that I have. And at the time, it may feel like it's a struggle, or it may feel like I made the wrong decision, but really those things lead me in the right way. They kind of right the ship, and they reaffirm that the direction I was going is the direction I should be going. And so anyway, that was kind of a little tangent, but I grew up in Iowa, went to college in Iowa. Then I went to chiropractic school out in Portland, Oregon. And then I decided to move back to Iowa to establish a practice and start a family. And I moved back to Iowa, started a practice in a multidisciplinary clinic. That means there were chiropractors, acupuncturists, nutritionists, psychologists, massage therapists. And shortly thereafter doing so, I realized that, you know, it kind of was great, but at the same time, it really taught me that my focus was chiropractic, and I think that the experience of the patient and the customer was diluted, and it wasn't laser focused enough on what I thought that some of the patients needed. So then I moved my practice to a standalone building in a different location. And then I was called to serve here in Crystal Lake just about 2 years ago. And here I am. I'm still doing that, and I'm loving it. And I feel like this is where I'm supposed to be. And, just helping this community, helping those around us, and helping the chiropractic profession.
Beautiful. I know you. You mentioned you picked up your family, moved your entire family to a different state, and you've been in practice how many years when you did this?
Nine. I've been in practice 9 years.
So had a successful practice 9 years in, and all of a sudden you just said, "Hey, honey, here we do. We're moving to state. We're going across town. We're going to a different community, and starting over." Why? What was the reason for that?
Yeah, you know, faith, God, more than anything. And I think, Dusty, I remember a specific time we met. There was you, Chris, and I. We met, and shortly thereafter, I made a big jump, and it was in the insurance world, right? And remember, after our talk, I got in the car, and I'm like,
"Yep,
Music moves me. Music is what really moves me a lot. And at this time, a couple years ago, there was a song that I used to listen to a lot with my kids. It was called Do Life Big. And Jamie Grace is the artist, and she's a great, great musician. And in that song, there's some words. It's like, to do life big, you have to serve like you're supposed to serve, and you're supposed to love like you're supposed to love, and you're supposed to do these things you're supposed to do. And at that time in my life, I loved my practice. I loved my life. I loved my family. But I'll be honest with you. When I was running my own practice, I don't feel like I was able to serve in the capacity that God wanted me to. And so I honestly thought that this was a great opportunity, and it was a sign that this is what I was supposed to do. And so it didn't really go like, hey, honey, we're moving to Crystal Lake. I'm like, hey, what are your thoughts? And at first, the loving wife, she was just like, no, we're not doing that. And about 4 or 5 hours later, I kind of passed by her. She was working on the computer, and I saw she had a screen, a realty screen of a company in Crystal Lake pulled up and looking at houses. So I knew at that point that that was definitely kind of where we should go, and we should entertain the thought. And honestly, it's a not really, I don't want to say a bigger stage, but it's a bigger impact, bigger community, bigger practice, doing some bigger work that I think in our profession and in this world needs to happen. And I think what really dawned on me is that in order to do life big, to serve big, it's beyond me. It's not just me. It's a community. It's a team. It's a profession. It's whatever. We have to collaborate, and we have to work together to have a bigger impact in the world that we need to have an impact on. And so that's why I'm here.
So I guess the follow-up question I have for that is, what is your why? Why do you do all this?
Honestly, that's a great question. My why is, I feel that, and this is going to maybe sound crazy, and it's a lot of chiropractors' broken heart, is that I feel like we live in a world that is completely disconnected, in a world that is looking for shortcuts. I feel like we live in a world that is about quick fix, and I think the authentic truth really is that we're created to be amazing. We're absolutely powerful in our own right, and I want more people to hear that message. The thing that I wrote in a chapter in a book, and one of the things that I said is that I get discouraged, but yet lit on fire by the question is, I wish I would have known sooner. And that goes into the world of faith. It goes into the world of chiropractic. It goes into the world of healthy living, exercise, those sort of things. It's always that thing that people say, I wish I would have known sooner, that fuels me, because that means that as a profession, as a community, I'm not being loud enough, and I need to do that. I need to be louder. And to be perfectly honest with you, I'm not, as you can probably tell, I'm not a gung-ho on fire, like yell and like coach in your face and tell you that you need to be better. I try to lead by example. Mm-hmm. I try to live a healthy life. I try to have the best marriage I can. I try to be the best dad I can be. I try to be the best doctor I can be, the best colleague, so that others see that to be authentic, to be real, to be a man of God, to be faithful, to be a good doctor, you can do those things, and you don't have to sacrifice everything in your life. So anyway, I think that's why it is. I wish, you know, people didn't have to say, I wish I would have known sooner, or I don't want people to go down that path that they don't have to go down. I want to help people avoid that.
So let's assume the listener on the other line of this call, of this podcast, is not a chiropractor. And say, okay, it's a mom or a dad is sitting at home with 3 or 4 kids, and they just feel totally unconnected with their surroundings, with their world. It's just kind of, they go day by day by day by day just to get through, looking forward to Friday. What would you suggest to them to get started, to start connecting with the world again?
Slow down. Take a step back is one of the best things that I've found. It's great you asked me that question, because I think so many people in this world are overwhelmed, and it kind of goes back to one of my first things that I talked about is focus. In this world, we get so diluted and so overwhelmed because there's so much going on in our lives. There's kids' activities, kids' sports, volunteering at this and doing that, and we lose focus and sight of what life is truly about. And we all have been called to serve in some capacity, whether it's a father or whether it's a mother, or it's a sister, a brother, a leader of a volunteer group, a book club, whatever it is. we've all been called to do that. And oftentimes we get overwhelmed because we don't take action on our focus, on what is important at that moment in time. And so I would tell people to slow down and just say, you know what, go for a walk. Take a look at the beautiful surroundings. I mean, whether you're on the beach or whether you're in the woods or just sitting in your front porch or your back deck or whatever it is, just slow down and take a look at the beautiful kids that you have, the surrounding that you've been given, and just really embrace that. Be grateful, have gratitude. And oftentimes that seems to make you wake up and realize that, wow, there's something bigger out there.
Yeah, I completely agree. You know, sometimes I, on the latest podcast, I'm talking about, you know, a lot of times we get so distracted, whether it's with all of a sudden we're sitting at lunch or supper with their family, which really is kind of a rarity now these days anyway, but all of a sudden your phone goes ding, text message, distraction, totally had a moment there with your family and all of a sudden it just got gone, right? And I think for a lot of people, that's a big issue. It's distractions. Like you said, focus.
Yeah.
What are the things we need to do?
Yeah.
What would you say your greatest passion is?
Oh, my greatest passion is honestly to encourage and empower people to understand the greatness of themselves. And that doesn't apply to just chiropractic at all.
Yeah.
I mean, that's my role as a spouse, to support and empower my wife to be the great person she can be. That's how I need to be for my kids. I need them to, I can't tell them what to do, but I need to empower them and encourage them to follow their dreams, to do what they want to do, and encourage them and let them know that they are capable of being amazing. They are amazing, but to be something great. That's the same with me and my patients. I need to let them know that they are great and that they have the potential to be even better. That's for the person that maybe is at church for the first time, and to let them know that we're there for them, to empower them to be amazing, that they are amazing, that they're supported and everything's there for them. So I think my passion really is one of, I do it through service. I do it through actions. I love to be an example, to be a leader for those people, to see what life can really be like.
Beautiful. And I know the practice that you joined, it's kind of with one of the leaders in the practice as far as pediatrics is concerned. It's a very unique practice. Can you talk a little bit about that?
In what way?
What is kind of, I don't want to say specialty, but what do you typically, what's your day like at practice, at the clinic?
Yeah, so again, for those that have not been to our clinic, we have a very busy, active pediatric practice. We're probably about 60 to 65% pediatrics, and in that, I would say a good 50 to 60% of those kids are considered perfect storm kids or neurosensory spectrum disorders, so ADD, ADHD, autism, Asperger's, you know, sensory processing disorder, however you want to categorize, that's the majority of our day. A majority of my day is spent interacting with patients and adjusting for patient care, but also in a role of, we've kind of just redefined some of that, as kind of like a head coach for our team. The owner of the practice, I joined Dr. Tony, he and his wife, we kind of labeled them as managers or owners of an organization, of a team. And so for me, I'm a big baseball fan, so it makes sense. So the owners put together a team, and the head coach is responsible for getting the best out of the team, putting people in places that they need to be and doing those things. And so I do that as well as patient care. So we're pretty busy. A little aspect that I do is I'm very, very passionate about pregnancy care. And I believe wholeheartedly that a lot of our children's issues start in utero or at birth, and I educate and empower women to take advantage of chiropractic care and prenatal yoga and a healthy lifestyle during the pregnancy, so they then can own a pregnancy that helps bring a beautiful, healthy baby into this world by minimizing as much stress and irritation during that process of intervention that they possibly can. So again, we have a very great, active, busy practice. And again, it's about empowering patients to be the best they can be, whether they do have a struggle, and maybe autism's on their radar, or we want to stop in its tracks and reverse it if at all possible, but also understanding that maybe they have a limitation, but they can still be absolutely amazing with what they have.
Yeah, what would you say? I mean, a lot of our listeners are probably out there hearing this and thinking chiropractic, and he'd say autism and all those other things. What would you say to them as far as how does that, how, what's the connection and kind of some of what are the results that you've seen?
Oh, I mean, it's varied. I mean, we've seen such great results from kids that were nonverbal to kids that then speak sentences. We've seen results where kids have motor dysfunctions and motor weaknesses and those sort of things, and then can start walking without the aids of braces and those sort of things. We have, what else we have? You know, ADDs. They can't pay attention in school and getting bad grades to, you know, honor roll students, and they say, chiropractic, what? And the thing that I often talk to patients about, non-patients about, is that, you know, the misconception of chiropractic being back pain and neck pain doctors is too much. Too many people understand it as that way. And the truth is the nervous system is what we work with, but the spine is our gateway into that nervous system. And so the brain and body have a connection, and the only thing that connects it is the brain and the spinal cord, and that's what we work with, and the results we get are absolutely phenomenal.
Awesome. And if you're in the Chicago area, I'll have all the links to where the clinic is, or in the Midwest, or anywhere. I'll have the links on there for you to find if you're looking for Dr. Tony or Dr. Ron or anything like that. Kind of finishing up here, Ron, what final words of wisdom would you like to leave with our listeners?
Oh, man. You know, again, through music, that do life big song is really, really powerful to me, because that's what it's about. It is about living this life that we've been allowed to have, and having fun doing it, having a great impact. One of my biggest things is that I want to leave a legacy. I want people to remember me for being a man of God, being a man of integrity, and being a man that would do anything to help serve those around him. And I think the thing that I would encourage people to do is, if you're wondering about how you can help, how you can serve, what you can do in your community, how you can be a better parent, how you can be a better spouse, a better partner, whatever, I think the biggest thing is, don't underestimate yourself, and so truly, truly, truly follow that path that you feel like you're on. And if that means asking questions, be vulnerable and ask for help, ask questions, because that's another big thing I think people often have too much of, is often too much pride, and they're afraid that they're going to be seen as weak if they ask questions for help or for guidance. And to be honest with you, if I didn't ask for help, I wouldn't get anywhere. I ask way too many questions. And I would just encourage people to reach out to those around them. If there's somebody that they want to, you know, they are inspired by, or you know, wish that they had, they see that they have a family life like, or that, ask them, how do you create that? What do I need to do? Tell me your secret. And I think that by doing such, you'll be able to free up your mind and be able to focus on the things that matter most in life and really live that lifestyle that you wish. And, you know, for those that don't know me, I work extremely hard. I work a lot. And at the same time, I have a lot of fun. I have vacations. We've done, you know, this summer we've done a 10-day vacation in Colorado. We're going to the Dells for 5 days tomorrow. In November, we've got a family mission trip planned to Mexico for 5 days. We go to San Diego for 5 days at the end of October. We work hard, but we also get to do life big, because we do serve. And when you do that, you get to reap those benefits and those rewards. And that's freedom, knowing that you're doing what you're called to do.
Awesome. Man, thank you so much for your time. Thank you for the nuggets of wisdom that you just shared out there. And most of all, thank you for being a part of the Inspired Nation.
Oh, you're welcome. Thanks for having me. I really appreciate it.
Thanks so much for listening to The Inspired Nation with your host, Dr. Dustin Bain. For more information and past episodes, visit our website at www.inspirednationonline.com. We'll catch you next time.